Tonight's Rangers wrap is April 1st. The Rangers beat Tampa Bay 9-3 in the post game. We learned of Josh Young's fractured wrist. What starts out happy ends up sad. Here's the post game show. It was live on YouTube, Rangers Wrap. You could watch it live, or you could watch the replay, or you can just listen to the podcast here. Head over to my YouTube for the video aspect of it. That's it. Let's get to the podcast. April 1st, Rangers Wrap, 9-3 win over Tampa, and we lose Josh Young to a broken wrist.
Texas Rangers win 9-3 in Tampa Bay, the first road game of the year. Take 2 out of 3 versus the Cubbies at home in Arlington. First road game takes us to 3-1. You got to love that. I got to be honest with you. 3-1 is a good start. One more road game tomorrow, then a much needed day off. And then they come home for 4 against Houston. Welcome in if you're just getting here. My name is Jeff Bates. Texas Rangers Clubhouse is this channel. If you want to chat, you need to subscribe to the channel to be able to do that. I'm glad you guys are here. We're going to be talking Texas Rangers baseball all throughout the season. I posted a video today, my game vlog, sights and sounds from opening day 2024, just a couple days ago. That was a good time. Went to all 3 of the first 3 games. Almost got the sweep. Wish we got the sweep. Thought we might get the sweep, but I'll take 2 out of 3 against the Cubbies. And now 3 out of 4 if you include today's game against Tampa Bay. Let's talk about it. Say on the chat when you get a chance, if you pop in. Lots of stuff to talk about. Josh Young bomb, 387-foot blast. Scored Simeon and Carter, gave us a 3-0 lead. Josh Young singled to center, scored Seager, giving us a 4-0 lead in the 6th. Carter scored on a throwing error by the catcher, put us up 5-0. By the way, Evan Carter is not in a slump. He doesn't have any hits yet, but what does he walk like? 6 times? What, 2 runs today and a stolen base? He's fine. Jared Walsh singles in Young, gave us a 6-0 lead, and this game was basically over. Palacios with a big bomb against Dunning, 6-1. A Siri home run to left, 387 feet. Made it 6-3, but it didn't matter. Dolis in the next inning. The top of the 8th, 428-foot bomb to left, gave us a 7-3 lead. This was scary. Dolis gets up again. What was that? The 8th inning, right? Or the 9th inning, excuse me, with the bases loaded, looking to blow the game open, even though it already was. Boom, gets hit in the hand. Sounded scary. Sounded like it hit the bat to me. Clearly hit the hand also, but he stayed in the game. So that was a breath of fresh air. A little, thank goodness, can't be losing Dolis. And then almost just because we were feeling good about that, Josh Young swings at a pitch, leans into it, hits him right on the wrist, right where the wristband actually ends up being a strike. More importantly, he comes out of the game. That will be the big news. A win is a win is a win. We'll take it. But Josh, remember what happened last year when Josh Young went out, what was it, for 3 weeks? We started to tank. We almost didn't make the playoffs because of those 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it was. Josh Young is our third baseman. We need Josh Young. You're not winning a division. You're not even probably making the playoffs without Young at third for the bulk of the games. But anyway, he gets hit. He comes out of the game. Smith comes in. I think it was a 2-2 count. Works a walk for an RBI 9-3. That is the final. Dane Dunning looked great. Boy, the boys on, I guess FS1 was having trouble. I didn't go over FS1. The boys on, oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. That was me. I like the sound of me, but I don't want to hear that. The boys on Valley's, David Murphy and Dave Raymond, Dave times two, were talking much about Dane Dunning's forkball. I don't have a baseball here. I mean, well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just make sure it's not an autographed baseball. Who is this? This is a baseball not autographed by anybody, so I can pull it out. So they were talking Dunning about his split. He's been working on, or forkball, excuse me. Forkball is a split. Let's be real. They're all a changeup. And they finally showed him holding a ball like this on the release point. And it tumbled. Well, no, it didn't tumble. It moved like it was going to tumble, but it didn't go anywhere except for out of the ballpark. So Dane Dunning, I wonder if he's going to scrap it. I hope he doesn't. I hope he works on the split. Excuse me, the forkball. Same basic pitch, to be honest with you. Usually a forkball is a little slower than a split, I think. Regardless, it's a changeup, and it got blasted. But Dunning looked great. Let's pull up the stats, and I'll say hi to everybody in chat here in a minute. Dunning, 6 1/3, only 3 hits. Did walk 4. That's not so bad when you're only giving up 3 hits. Struck out 7. That's a lot of strikeouts for Dane Dunning. I'll take that. Robertson looks elite. Now, everybody's freaking out about the bullpen, and I might be one of those people. not a big in LeClerc trust guy. Boy, his numbers look better than how I feel when he's on the hill. But whatever, Robertson, he won't be the closer potentially because of the length he can give us. 1 2/3 today, one walk, struck out three. He's filthy. I know he's a little older. Was he 38 or 39? I have loved David Robertson for years. I'm a big WBC World Baseball Classic guy. David Robertson's been on the team. He came in, he shut the door. The game was basically over. Burke came in for the last inning. Dunning and Robertson looked great on the hill. So did Burke. Two hits, struck out two, but we need another lefty. We need a lefty. We need some lefty. And Burke has a chance to be it. I sure would like us to pick up somebody, and I don't have a name out there. Let's see who's here in chat. I should say hello. Welcome. And we're not going to go a long time tonight. I am home today. I was going to go live. I'm not going to go for three and a half hours on road games, but I might do the first hour of some games, do watch party, stuff like that, talk about some things. But today, I just didn't have time. I had some family come over. Thought I would do a quick post-game, kind of a post-game show. Won't be going real long, but wanted to say hello and get caught up with you guys. I haven't been live for a couple weeks. Went for about a week straight live. Got a cold. Actually, my mom and my sister came in town. Then I got a cold, and then I just never picked it up. But here we are. Tis the season to talk baseball. Ecard 299. I like that name. Are we worried about Young? I am. He's been our best hitter so far, so it would be terrible for him to go on the IL. As I said, Josh Young, we don't win last year if Young stays out longer than he was. We almost lost it because of last year when we did lose him for, again, 3 or 4 weeks. Josh Young's our third baseman, and I don't see anybody who's remotely close to our third baseman. I guess Zeke Duran could slip over there, but that would be scary. Caitlin Clark ties the women's NCAA tournament record with 9 threes as Iowa beats LSU 94-87. I'm not a big women's NCAA basketball guy, but I know the world's into Caitlin Clark, so I'll say it. Member of the channel, Danny Hooley. Thank you, Danny, for being a member of the channel. Saw a tweet saying that Young out for precautions, of course. I'm sure they're doing an x-ray now if they haven't already. If the x-ray's clean, cool. If the x-ray is bad, yeah, exactly, E-card. Yeah, exactly. I'll be waiting for that too. Well, and I guess I can check real fast. Let's see what we've got. Let me pull up. We'll pull up Evan Grant and Kennedy Landry, probably be the two to go to, right? See if Evan Grant's got anything. Last thing he said was call was overturned, blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Kennedy Landry. See if she has, it's pretty early. The game just ended, guys. I doubt there'll be anything. 11 minutes ago, Kennedy Landry says Josh Young removed from the game in the top of the ninth after being hit with a pitch while swinging from Maton. We'll have an update later. Yeah. So we can keep watching that if you guys like. I think probably we'll get news. Well, I mean, it's 7 minutes after the game right now, probably the next 20 or 30 minutes in the postgame show. Dallas Sports Fan Forever, I like your name. Hate Phil Maton. Hate's a strong word, but I'm not a big fan either. Obviously, he wasn't throwing at either of our guys there. Obviously, with the bases loaded and then the bases loaded, you don't want to hit somebody. It's just interesting that it was Phil Maton, right? Phil Maton, if you don't know, was part of the Houston Astros bullpen last year. It seemed to be pissed off at Adolis Garcia, like they were selling mattresses in Houston or trying to bet in Vegas. Some of you get that joke. Some of you don't. Yeah, screw that guy, right? Phil Maton is pretty good. Phil Maton was one of the guys I was hoping we would get for our bullpen. But since we didn't, yeah, screw that guy. Clearly, he wasn't throwing at him on purpose, but, you know, didn't like it. What happened to Josh Young? He got hit. He was swinging. Right here, he gets hit in the wrist, turned into a fastball, boom, right on the wrist, right on his wristband. I had to leave the game. Yeah, you won't have to wait too long, Danny. Danny says I'll be waiting all night. Again, member of the channel, Danny, I appreciate you being a member. I'll be waiting all night for the Josh Young thing. We all will. We'll get some news here pretty quick. I'll be honest with you. If we don't hear anything, I'll be worried. I suspect we'll hear x-rays negative or x-rays. We'll get a report tomorrow. If we get a report tomorrow, yeah, I might lose a little sleep over that. Young got hit, so did Garcia and Carter. Yeah, yeah. Evan Carter, again, I was talking to Danny earlier tonight, who's in the chat right now. He's fine. He's got, what did they post on there? One of the top five longest on-base streaks in Major League Baseball going, active. So, yeah. Ajax Norton, that's fun to say. I'll say it again. Ajax Norton, house, welcome in, buddy. I'm glad you are here. Dane Dunning gave it all tonight. Dane Dunning's a freaking stud. You know, he's our best pitcher. He's the Rangers' most viable pitcher. 23 and 21. This guy is a stud. All he does is anything Bochy wants. I love him. I love him. Will he be in the starting staff when we get all our guys back? No, he won't. And that's even better. If he's our sixth guy, if he's our long guy, that's a good rotation. I can't wait for it when we get DeGrom, Big Game Nate, Max Maley. Wow, right? Wow. Braves beat the White Sox 9-0. I saw that. Oh, Mr. Willie announced what's going on. That's my buddy, Mr. Willie, all the way from North Carolina. Yeah, the Braves are good and White Sox are bad, so that's not a big surprise, right? Dallas sports fan says it was weird that he hit Carter. Yeah, right? Garcia and Young, but no one else. I mean, I'll say it again. You're not going to hit those guys with the bases loaded, but it's still it's worthy of being pissed off about. But it wasn't intentional. Me too. I would lose sleep. Lose sleep, he says. Oh, no. What? Are you saying that? Is that news? Are you telling me that's news? Because I don't want to hear that. Oh, no. Young fractures wrist. Are you serious? The show has come to a stop as I pull up Evan Grant and Kennedy Landry again. Evan hasn't said anything yet. Yeah, I just reposted it. Josh Young has a fractured wrist per Bruce Bochy. So, oh my gosh. Kennedy Landry just tweeted out 1 minute ago. Danny saw it before I did. Clearly, Josh Young is out and will be out for a while. You know, I didn't want to say it. I don't like being negative, but when the when the trainer guy did this to him, can you guys see? Or like pushed like right here, which is not where he got hit. He got here and he did it here, and Josh pulled. You know, it hurt him, and he left the game. That was my concern. Dang it. Josh Young, broken wrist. He'll be out for a while. Please be April Fool's. Yeah, oh my gosh. Could it? You know what? I hate April Fool's, freaking things like that. If it would, I guess I'd be happy. I'd be pissed, but I'd be happy. Please. It's not going to be that. She wouldn't do that. That sucks. Dang it. Josh Young out, broken wrist, according to Kennedy Landry on X. You should be following her. Her and Evan Grant and a couple others are the best places to be. To check on Texas Rangers stuff. I don't even want to do this right now. Texas Rangers just lost their third baseman, Josh Young. Broken wrist. Dang it. I want to say words I can't say right now. Danny says, yeah, wrist. No. Kennedy Landry. Yep, he's my favorite pitcher behind Evo. Yeah, right. Nate Eovaldi's probably everybody's favorite pitcher if you're a Ranger fan right now. DeGrom, of course, he's going to be filthy. He's going to be great. Oh, my gosh. I can't turn the page on this. If you didn't hear, Josh Young broke his wrist. Kennedy Landry just tweeted out a couple, 3 minutes ago now. Bruce Bochy told Kennedy Landry, and she tweeted out, Josh Young broke his wrist. Guess what? Unfortunately, I hope it is. I don't think it will be, but I hope it is. If Young is out, the Rangers might call. Mr. Willie knows. So I didn't play a lot of third base in high school. I played it in whatever came before that, Little League, I guess. More of a shortstop pitcher. But I guarantee this guy wouldn't play third base in the MLB. I would have a cup on and a tank in front of me and some kind of wall. Yeah, I ain't playing third. No, thank you. Oh, dang is right, Ajax. Ajax, that's a fun name to say. I like your name. How long do you think he's out? Danny, impossible to say. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how bad it is. If it's a hairline fracture, 3 to 6. If it's a need surgery, he's out for the year. I mean, you can't know now. Oh, that sucks. I don't even like thinking about it. How long it takes to recover from that, it depends on how bad the injury is, right, Ajax? I mean, again, I'll say it. If it's a hairline fracture, 3 to 6 is probably your best bet. I'm not a doctor, but I'll play one on YouTube right now. If it's surgical, could be the year, man. Josh Smith. Yeah, Josh Smith. And I mean, guys, we need to talk about it, right? Josh Smith can play third. Duran can play third. To me, Ezekiel Duran goes over and plays third. The problem with Zeke at third is he's so valuable. He's not now our first baseman against a left-handed starter, right? Because he's playing third. He's not the backup at shortstop for Corey Seager. I said all offseason I wanted to get a guy who could play first and third. I didn't like the backup situation at first. Yeah, exactly, Mike. You're reading my mind before I could even say it. Exactly. I think Mike Osmond is right on the money there. Fuck you. I think he's got to come up, and I think he's got to play third. I mean, I'm trying to think who's at double A and triple A for third. Is there? I mean, Davis Wenzel, I guess you could consider him. I think Fosk used to play. Davis Wenzel had a good spring. Former first-round draft pick of the Rangers, certainly hasn't lived up to the billing. Could see him. I think Zeke plays first. I don't really love what that does at first base against left-handed starters. I'm trying to think what we could do at first. I don't think there's a play with Jared. Walsh right now. And then obviously Nate Lowe, when he comes back, boy, Jared Walsh is smashing the wall, is he not? I think our first base is just going to have to hit a lefty for a while. I don't see a play there. Maybe Zeke goes over to first against the left-handed start. He put Josh Mitz at third. Maybe that's the play. I think you're right. Mike said it. I think Justin Foscue comes up. If you didn't hear the news, Josh Jung, broken wrist. Kennedy Landry was told by Bruce Bochy just a few minutes ago. We're talking about the game. If you didn't catch it, and I'm sure you did if you're here, but in case you didn't, 9-3 win for the Rangers. Jung homers. Palacios for the bad guys homer. Garcia homers. Garcia gets hit, and the big news is Josh Jung gets hit. Broken wrist. Of course, we don't know how long. Yeah, I'm a little sick about it, too. Mike says, yeah, or Ornelius. I forgot about Ornelius. Wenzel and Ornelius, both possibilities. I would agree with what Mike said. I forgot about Jonathan Ornelius, who just gave up his number for Wyatt Langford, right? I think Foscue's the play. I think Wenzel could be the play. 14 of you are in the chat. I appreciate you being here. We'll go for another 5, 10, 15 minutes at the most here. Just going to try to do some post-game shows during the season. Just doing a live stream is just too long, and I couldn't do it tonight. Regardless, tonight, I don't know. Are you happy? Are you unhappy? I got to be honest with you. I'd rather have lost the game and had Josh Jung for the next 2 to 6 weeks. I even hate saying it. I don't know what that means. I don't know how long it'll be. If it's for the whole season, I don't think we're the favorites in the AL West. I mean, Josh Jung is a stud. Josh Jung is a lock for 25 to 32 home runs. That would be the world where I would live in with home runs for him. I think 25 is likely. I think 85 to 105 RBIs is likely. Elite glove over at third. Now, Zeke is a stud. Zeke is really good. If they played Zeke there, he could do some damage, not so much with the glove, but with the bat and even on the base, bases. See Josh Jung with the steal today? Josh Jung, by his own, out of his own mouth, not a fast man. but may he be fast recovering. Yeah, Danny, I feel sick too. I hate it. I hate it. Alex says, what a blow to the team. Yeah, I was in a really good mood. Jung was having his, and he still might. Oh, yeah, geez, and it's the wrist. Yeah, oh. I love the kid. I love the kid. Last year, I sat in section 101 right below Hurtado Barbecue, right next to the foul pole. Simeon went off the foul pole one night. It was great. But anyway, I had such a great shot of Jung, his movement to the left and his movement to the right. And I was a third baseman as a young kid. Ended up playing a couple other positions, shortstop and pitcher mainly, but whatever. Loved the hot corner as a kiddo. Loved Steve Garvey. I know he played first, but he started off at third. Played at first. Loved Brooks Robinson. Loved Greg Nettles. Loved so many third basemen. George Brett, big Ron Say fan. Ken Minetti when he had this run in San Diego. Just have always been drawn to stud defensive, especially third baseman. And Josh Jung, I don't know who my favorite. Well, Corey Seager is my favorite player. But I don't know after that who it is. I mean, it might have been Jung, and it still might be Jung. But this hurts. This is hard. As a fan and as a guy who wants the Rangers to win, that's painful. That's painful. Let me get caught up in chat again. And it was I don't know how hard it was, but whatever the miles per hour was, he was torquing into it, right? Boom. And again, when the trainer, I said it earlier, but I know people are coming in and coming out. When he got hit right here with his wristband, right? And the trainer squeezed there and Jung kind of winced and the trainer said, you're out. Or pulled him out, or I don't know what we said, but they took him right out right then. I didn't have my most positive thoughts at that moment. Let's put it that way. I heard Bochy during spring training talk about how he feels like Duran is still shaky. He is shaky. I didn't hear that, but Mike, I believe. Yeah, he's shaky on defense. You know, I love his athleticism. Made a great catch over the shoulder the other day. Was that yesterday? Whatever it was. He can make some great plays. He's got a real strong arm. Nobody has a stronger arm than him in all of people who play the infield. Maybe Eli De La Cruz. He's got a gun. I don't know. I don't know. Duran could be an all-star, but I don't love the glove over at third. Yeah, there you go. He is a monster. I agree. Jung, Matone hitting. Yeah, I didn't like that either, Michael. Welcome in, Michael Williams. I'm glad you are here. I'm mostly happy, but I was happy, and now I'm not. I can't believe it. I wish it wasn't true. If you didn't know, if you haven't heard, Josh Jung is out, broken wrist. He got hit. Welcome to the channel. My name is Jeff Bates. If you're brand new here, Texas Clubhouse. We'll be doing a lot of these shows. I'll probably do a lot of post-game shows on the road. I go to most home games. Got season tickets. I was at all three against the Cubbies. So I won't be doing this for home games is my point. unless I sell a ticket or I need to stay home. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, looks rough. I might have to put my seats up on SeatGeek because I got stuff going on with the family both Friday and Saturday. Sunday looks fine, and Monday I'll be there for sure. Monday's cool. Evan Carter bobblehead, cool catch night, so don't miss that. If you haven't got your ticket, go and do that. But regardless, my point in all that is I'll be doing post-game shows as much as I can, and certainly for as many of the away games as I can. Got to be honest, I'm feeling a little sick. Young, only out 2 months. I mean, only. Season's only six. Yeah, he's got a cannon. It's a misplay. Exactly, Mike. Mike knows it. I can tell Mike knows it. His gun is fine for third. He can play any position he wants. That's why playing him at first is a little weird to me, because you put the guy who can't throw over at first, but you need a right-handed bat, right? If you've got Jared Walsh. I don't know if he's that bad of a hitter against lefties, and I know Nate can hit lefties, but whatever. I guarantee he's playing Zeke plays third against the lefties at the very minimum, probably gets the job. I do like the Justin Foskey pickup. Anyway, the news is of the night, 9-3 win for the good guys, the Texas Rangers. Beat up again, going deep a few times. Young goes deep, Odoli goes deep, takes it to our playoff foes from last year, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. We are now 3-1 after four games. One more game tomorrow against Tampa, then a day off, then we come back for four against the Houston Astros, and we will not have Josh Young. He will be out. He broke his wrist getting hit in the wrist by Phil Maton. Yes, Phil Maton, him of the freaking Houston Astros bullpen of last year. I don't even know. I'm kind of sick with this. Let me see if there's any updates, and I'll share them with you. Check Twitter real fast. I won't do this. I won't make you watch me stare at the phone on most nights here, but it is what it is tonight. Let's see what Kennedy and Evan have to say. Kennedy hasn't posted since 12 minutes ago when she said fractured wrist. 7 minutes ago, Evan Grant says the same. Young, fractured wrist. So, yeah, 12 minutes ago, Kennedy Landry. 7 minutes ago, Evan Grant confirms Josh Young, broken wrist. Could the Rangers make a trade for a third baseman? They sure could. Let me check this next chat, and we'll talk about that. Not taking anything from Denning tonight. Tampa couldn't even hit a basketball. I mean, Tampa was the best offense in all of Major League Baseball, April, May, June of last year, and then they just lost it. That's a good lineup, though. Come on. I'll pick them to make the – I haven't done my preview show. I got to hurry up, or we'll be in Memorial Day if I don't get it done. But the Orioles are going to be the class of the East. Everybody's going to pick the Orioles, including me. I will. I wanted to pick Toronto. I just can't. Tampa Bay is probably the team I'd pick to come in second there, and it's because of the hitting. I mean, Yandy Diaz. And I mean, that's just – it's a really, really deep roster. Tampa finally got some runs because Dunning ran out of gas and was throwing changeups. 6-0. We were fine. Let him get you another inning. Didn't work out. I don't mind. Willie proposes, could the Rangers make a trade for a third baseman? Sure they could. I mean, I don't know who's available right now. I mean, let me just go through my brain here and think if I can come up with somebody that would be available. Let me see. I mean, nobody's popping in my head who would be an obvious pickup as a third baseman. Yoan Moncada, I don't love him. He would obviously be available. Yeah, I don't know. And what would we give up? I mean, I don't know about that either. I certainly wouldn't give up. I mean, if Young's out for the year, that changes things, right? If he's out for a month or two, you're not going to give up a Foskey or a Walcott. Or I mean, if we could flip a Win or I don't know. I mean, certainly not a Leiter. I mean, obviously, somebody who's not of substance for a third baseman. You know, I was hoping we would get what's his name? Doesn't matter. I think they'll make a trade? No, I don't. Could they? I suppose they could. I don't think we're at that point at all. We'll see. You think Tampa finishes heavy? I do, Mike. I do. Now, obviously, I didn't think they were going to go 4-0 against Houston. Juan Soto is not going to hit 550. Look, I don't know if Aaron Judge is going to be Aaron Judge again. That toe might be a problem. Now, if Stanton goes and if Stanton goes and Judge goes and Soto, they're going to be hard to stop, okay? But that pitching is pretty freaking thin. You know, Cole's gone, right? Nestor, you know, I don't know what to tell you with him. Michael King's gone. I do not like their pitching is my point. I do not. Their bullpen looked okay. I don't like the Yankees pitching. I don't. I think it's – I mean, I might pick them fourth. I'll probably pick them third. I don't think they're as good as Baltimore. And I would probably take Tampa over them. I really would. We'll see. We'll see. I've got to do a little more research before I make my final picks. I'm not enamored with the Yankees. Let's put it that way. I don't – obviously – that murderer's row of Stanton and Judge and Soto could be really, really, really good. But I don't think it will be. I think Soto's a stud. I think he could be the MVP. I don't think he's going to use that right field poach like everybody talks about. I think he's too good of a hitter to start being a pull guy. He's going to take the ball where it comes. He's going to hit the left center gap like he was. He's probably the best hitter in baseball. I love Juan Soto. He's going to be patient. He's a stud. He's going to put up massive numbers. He is. But that pitching, I thought it was thin with Garrett Cole, and now Garrett Cole's out for what could be a long time. Now, I mean, that could be I could be very, very wrong. If Cole comes back and he's a Cy Young Award candidate, if Nestor pitches like he did a few years ago. And so, I mean, I do like Clark Schmidt. Not that he's a big name there, but I think he's pretty good. Anyway, I saw a post on X just now. They're estimating 2 months. I would say that's a very, very early estimate. I think that's them saying it ain't quick, but I'm not a doctor. I'll just play one on YouTube. 2 months sucks, those guys. I mean, 2 months is dead of summer. 2 months is one freaking third of the season. As the great Tommy Lasorda said, everybody wins 54 games. Everybody loses 54 games. It's what those other 54 games happens that matters for every team. 2 months is 54 freaking games. 2 months is one third of the entire season. There's enough infield talent in our club to not have to go get somebody. Yeah, I think so too, Mike. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to a trade if we gave up somebody that I can't think of. If you gave up a top 30 prospect or anybody on the 40 man or a top 30 prospect, unless you're talking about some, no, I wouldn't even want a stud third baseman because Josh Young, I want him forever. He's one of the reasons why I didn't want to go get Josh Hader. I didn't want to keep, I mean, I did want to keep Monty, but I didn't want to pay Monty and all these other guys because I want Evan Carter, I want Wyatt freaking Langford, and I want Josh Young in a beautiful Texas Rangers blue for a long, long time. We're not going to get to keep everybody. I'm going to go throw up. This sucks. 9-3 win. I'm reminding myself as much as I'm telling the chat. Big win. Goalie goes deep. Josh Young goes deep, and Josh Young gets hit, breaks his wrist, out for a couple months at least. We need low back. I mean, Jared Walsh is mashing. I do love me some Nate Lowe. Right, Danny? Me either. I do love me some Nate Lowe. I mean, a silver slugger and a gold glove in the last, 2 years? I mean, that's pretty hard to beat. But Jared Walsh is a nice 1A. Jared Walsh can hit. Jared Walsh was an all-star, 2021, I think? Not that long ago is my point. He's pretty freaking good. Let me get caught up here. Ajax says, Smith at third. I like him in the lineup because of his height. And I mean, okay. I like Josh Smith. But to me, he's the 26th guy, man. I thought Foskey was going to take his spot, to be honest with you. I thought Josh Smith was done. I like him. I don't love him. Seems like a great guy. I mean, I like the guy, but he seemed to be an obvious upgrade. I thought Justin Foskey would get a spot. I thought we were going to watch him get cut, DFA, traded, whatever. Does he have value? Sure. Is he our starting third baseman? Jeez, I hope not. Astros series looks shaky now. Yeah, four games, so we got one more tomorrow against Tampa Bay day off, and then four-game series against Houston. I will probably have to flip two of my seats. Probably won't be there Friday and Saturday. We'll be there Sunday almost for sure, and Monday for sure. Cool Evan Carter bobblehead Monday night. I'm gonna peruse Evan and Kennedy's Twitters here just to pass on any news in case there's anything before we close up for the night. Evan has nothing to say except for Young fractured wrist 15 minutes ago. Kennedy. I mean, she posted a cute picture of Dane Dunning with his kid. He's cute. I don't care. Josh Young out. Broken wrist. Looks like he's out for a couple months. I remember the hit he got in the face at the beginning of, ouch. My name is Jeff. Texas Clubhouse is the channel. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I posted a video today. Game vlog of opening day. It had Bochy's speech. Had the unveiling of the flag. Had the starting lineup. I didn't put the whole thing, but I put the starting lineup. Bochy in the starting lineup. And then the game action, including the foul tip that they almost screwed us on. And, of course, Josh Heim's game-winning hit. Dolly's big bomb. And everything in between. My name's Jeff Bates. You should subscribe to my channel, Texas Rangers Clubhouse, where some nights we tell you that Josh Young broke his wrist and he's out for a couple months. 9-3 win. Good guys win. Game tomorrow in Tampa. Day off the next day. Four games in Houston. We're going to close it up tonight, guys. I appreciate you being here. This has been Rangers Wrap. We'll do this as much as I can after Rangers games. I hope you stick around for the season. Don't go anywhere. Stay on my channel. Watch a couple videos. I'm going to go downstairs and try not to throw up. Josh Young out. At least a couple months, broken wrist. Man, that sucks. But we did win tonight. 3-1. We could keep going, but I need to go a moment now. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you. Have the best day ever. Go Rangers. Pray for Josh's rich. Tomorrow, Texas will pitch a no-hitter. Ajax, I like your confidence. I'll leave that up there. Hope you're right. All right, I'm out. You have a great night. Go Rangers. Pray for Josh's wrist. Thanks, Willie. Willie for the win. Willie for, well, you might be right, actually. I'll leave that up. All right, I'm really leaving. Bye, guys. Appreciate you. Have a good night. See ya.
This was the Rangers Wrap. You could always go to my YouTube channel, Texas Clubhouse, for more content. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Go Rangers.